Hey guys, welcome to the next episode of the Brawlcast. Today we're going to be going over the top brawlers for each rarity, and I guess we could have DaBaller kick it off with Trophy Road.
Okay, so for Trophy Road, Stu is probably the better one, but Stu and Tick are very close. Because a lot of people ban Tick in Power League and stuff, and like Tick just like covers a wide area with his mines, or its mines. I'm pretty sure Tick's a boy. So yeah, probably Stu or Tick. And now Moose for rares.
Okay, so yeah, I think he sort of forgot to go over star powers though. I don't think it makes too much of a difference. Like, with their star powers, it probably stays about the same. Well-oiled is pretty useful, but so is Stu's, like, length star power or whatever.
Yeah, but then Tick's gadgets are also really good, shield and stuff.
And so is Stu's gadget to increase movement speed. So, yeah, I think it stays about the same with Stu being a little bit better than Tick overall. So, for rares, I'm gonna have to say Barley is probably the leader.
Especially with Barley's
range. His range is like amazing now. Going over the analytics of it. But like with star powers, I think Poco might rise a little bit above because the Capo and his first gadget make so much healing. And it's really hard to cope with the damage or whatever. Like that one cheese that... Well, it's not a cheese, but a really good strategy in Brawl Ball before BB's star power, the shield one, got nerfed. We had just a BB and a Poco and a Byron. Like, the Poco and the Byron would just heal the BB immeasurably while the BB just got her star power on and then ran into the goal.
Yeah, that one's a great one.
Yeah, before her shield star power got nerfed. So, yeah, I think probably Poco would lead with his... Gadget's star powers. Even though it still helps Barley, still Poco leads the way.
And El Primo is a really good cheese brawler, but
not really. Yeah. And then Rose is just an all-around average one at the moment.
Yeah. So for super rares, it's probably Rico without star powers or gadgets or anything, but Carl kind of rises above Rico. With the star powers and gadgets, because like Power Throw and Carl's other one I forgot, but the one that when Carl activates his super, he gets a shield, and yeah. So now Moose is gonna say epics, right?
Yep. So epics, there are a ton of epics now, 7 of them. So it shows how much Brawl Stars is growing.
Nani is a very good
Graphics. Nani and, and Gale too and stuff, but...
Wait, Gale's
not an epic. I don't know why I said that guy's joking. I'm an idiot. Okay. But anyway, so... I just got Gale when he was an epic rarity, and so I just think of him as an epic right now. So the best brawler that clearly rises above, especially with star powers and gadgets, is Edgar. You can't really nerf him or else he'll be garbage, and then if you buff him, he's already just overpowered. So Edgar, he's really good either way because he has an auto-charging super like Daryl, which is key for him to win.
And his gadget just buffs it even more.
Yeah, his gadget charges it so fast still. And then his star powers are really useful. Fisticuffs is more, prominent if you're going up against another Edgar, so you have the better healing status. Like, if you go, because it increases your healing by 25%, I think, when you punch with him. And his other star power, Hard Landing, is really good if it's someone belting out the damage, but you get the first 1,000 to get them going. So here's DaBaller with the mythics.
Okay, so for the mythics, I like by far Byron. Byron's probably one of the best brawlers overall, He's really good in the meta right now, and just heals so much, and is good in like all the game modes basically. So Byron by far, there's nobody near Byron in my opinion. So and Moose agrees with that too. He's like nodding and stuff. So now Moose is gonna take care of the legendaries.
Yeah, and then Byron's star power and gadget just makes him even better. So, legendaries, this one was up to some debate between us when we were planning this episode.
Yeah.
But we ended up coming to a conclusion that it was Amber that leads without gadgets and star powers. So, yeah, that Amber is so, like, built up the damage, and, like, we do not have Amber, but, like, overall and what we've seen in our advanced experience of Brawl Stars, I would say, is that she's really good.
I've seen so many Ambers take me down and stuff, but pretty close behind was Spike.
Yeah, without gadgets and star powers, Spike was pretty close, like Taballer said. He is, as I would refer to, a glass cannon, which means he has pretty darn low health, but he can really bring out the damage. Like, if you are on top of something, or someone, and you hit them with all your attacks, it will guaranteedly kill them, pretty much. So, just so much damage. So, yeah. And then, but with gadgets and star powers, Spike takes the lead, but just a little tiny bit, because his curveball star power is, it like hits enemies like so much more often than with just his split shot.
Yeah, Amber's attack is a lot harder to dodge than Spike, so that's why Amber is good, but then like better
Spike
than
rises
Spike.
Above. Yeah, and then his gadget, if you're on top of like the Ike or the safe, you can deal so much damage. Like in siege entries, I've been beasted and beasted people with like a Spike on my team or Spike against me, because they just like in those race maps, like whoever can deal the most damage to the high safe first, you dominate totally and utterly. If you have a Spike on your team or against you, you get dominated, because with the gadget they deal like spikes, and it does like three waves or four waves of them.
Yeah.
And it deals like 300 something for each one.
So
yeah.
Now for the chromatics.
That will be done.
Yeah, so for the chromatics, I like Colonel Ruffs is really good. We had a bit of a debate to say that Belle is Colonel Ruffs is the one that we chose, but obviously Colonel Ruffs is good too. But Belle was really tied up, really close, but very close, but we just came to a conclusion that Colonel Ruffs is good by himself, but also with gadgets and star powers, especially Colonel Ruffs' second one, he just pulls ahead by a long shot. And also for some last words, because Moose is probably gonna wrap it up once I pass the iPad to him. And just what I was gonna say is make sure to send us a voice message of how you like this episode, and passing it to Moose.
So yeah, I agree with Deballer on the final one with chromatics. Ruffs is so good with his second star power. I've been like cheesed a bunch of times. Where it's just a Ruffs camping with field promotion and a Shelly next to him, and then they just have like a 9,000 health Shelly with zero cubes, and you get dominated like no matter how many cubes they have if the Shelly gets on top of you. So yeah, that's a good choice. So that'll wrap it up. This is the Brawlcast tuning out.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.